Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that a great new poll, not so great, shows that people overwhelmingly believe that the United States of America is in terrible shape. There are major takeaways from that poll. We'll talk about it. If you believe that it is wrong somehow to blame Joe Biden and his administration for the state of the country, then let me know. And then if you don't blame the Biden administration, which has a majority in the House and has a working majority in the Senate, based upon the vote of Kamala Harris, the outstanding vice president. I mean, if you can't blame the Biden administration for the state of the country, who do you blame? Who's responsible? Why is the country so messed up, as most people believe? 1-800-955-1776. I'd be fascinated to take your calls, because it seems to me that I don't even understand, given the disillusionment that people have about what is going on in America right now, how the Biden administration even makes a case, or makes a case for Democratic governance. Are you going to blame Joe Manchin for the state of the country? I mean, he's the new boogeyman right now for people on the left. Are you going to blame, I don't know, Prince Harry? Why Prince Harry? He just made an idiotic statement in a keynote address at the UN. Boy, there's a combination that you just got to love. Prince Harry, who has always struck me as an unbelievably shallow, ill-informed, pathetic jerk who had the good fortune of having a fairly distinguished family background. I'm not talking about necessarily his late mother, who a lot of people consider to be a secular saint, but we'll get to what Prince Harry had to say in a little while. We'll also get to Marco Rubio's new proposal. It's a bill mandating that men pay child support from the moment of conception. Really? Is that going to have a lot of support from women and from men? We will get to that. Also a question, do Democrats value abortion above the Constitution? Some details about what happened in that Indiana shooting yesterday, where three people were killed, three people plus the killer, and the killer was killed by an incredibly resourceful and capable and intrepid 22-year-old who was wearing a shorts and a t-shirt, was with his girlfriend, and not only stopped the killer from shooting, but actually chased him for a while before he took him down. And we will get to that as well on the Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to somebody on the ground and a veteran Republican conservative. Of course, there aren't too many active Democrats in Wyoming. It's the most Republican state out there right now, a state where President Trump got 70% of the vote. But Susan Chapin Stubson, who's going to be joining us, just wrote a piece about the last stand of Liz Cheney and says it's possible Liz Cheney could actually win that primary where she's, according to the polls, so decisively behind. Well, how would she do it? We will get to that as well with Susan Stubson coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first off, information on this new CNN poll about what Americans believe about the state of our country right now. This is clip 8.
How are things going in the country today? Only 21% say things are going well. I want to put that in some historical context for you. 21% is the low point. This goes back, in fact, off this chart, Jake. You have to go back to 2009 to find a time when the American electorate was this dissatisfied with the way things were going in the country. And when we ask specifically about economic conditions and we say, can you rate the economic conditions today? Look at this number. 82% of respondents in this poll say economic conditions in America are poor. Only 18% say that economic conditions are good.
Okay, that's either good or fair. I mean, poor, 82%? This is fairly remarkable. By the way, happy anniversary. There's a flashback from 1 year ago where President Biden was reassuring people about economic worries and inflation at that time. This is clip 14.
We also know that as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary.
Okay. And have they been temporary? The consumer price index spiked to 9.1% in June, and it's been at or above 5% for 14 straight months. That does not sound like wildly temporary. Gerard Baker makes, I think, a terrific point in his column today in the Wall Street Journal. The title is, Has Biden Lost It? This goes to the whole idea that the problem for Joe Biden is that he's just not the man he used to be. And the headline here says, Has Biden lost it? No, he never had it. And Baker writes in the Wall Street Journal, Democrats aren't suddenly alarmed by the discovery of unexpected evidence that the president is too old for the job. They're alarmed by the discovery of an entirely predictable evidence that he is too inept for the job. It's not his advanced age that has Democrats worried. It's his advancing unpopularity. You can guarantee that if Mr. Biden had an approval rating that was closer to his years of age, 79, than his months in office, 18, we'd be hearing endless stories of his physical fitness and mental acuity. The unfortunate reality for the rest of us, as well as for Democrats, is that at nearly 80, Mr. Biden is as fit now to be president as he has ever been. Like the old man in Lewis Carroll's fantasy in Alice in Wonderland, Mr. Biden hasn't lost his capacities. He never had them. His long political career before the presidency was remarkable for its unremarkability. It is a pretty good indicator of the quality of your political judgment when most of the memorable things you did in your career, you have subsequently repudiated. Pro-life votes in the 1970s, later the 1991 Clarence Thomas Anita Hill showdown, then the 1994 crime bill, the 1996 welfare reform, support for the Iraq War in 2002. His previous abortive presidential campaigns, Yes, they were aborted. The previous abortive presidential campaigns were fittingly forgettable way stations on this long march to mediocrity. You know, but Baker writes so well. Talking about Biden on a long march to mediocrity, good phrase. First in 1988 in youthful middle age, then in 2008 when he was old enough for Medicare, his party soundly replaced him, yet rejected him. Yet fate gave him one last chance of success, one priceless opportunity to get it all right. In 2020, events conspired in unlikely ways to produce probably the only circumstance in which Mr. Biden might prevail. After 4 years of politics on the verge of a nervous breakdown, the country was plunged into a public health and economic crisis of almost unprecedented severity. So how are we doing in crawling out of it? Well, the markets was up today. How is that working? And if someone else is to blame other than the Biden administration, who is it? We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved Show, when you read the polling and you hear how the overwhelming majority of Americans, and again, it's now over 80% believe the country's headed in the wrong direction, it's on the wrong path, it's a disaster, it's easy to see why most of those people say the country's doing poorly. It's because of the inflation that everybody feels. It's because of the economy. I was just talking with Jeremy, who knows somebody in his family, who's been looking for some major roof repairs, right? Roofing. And you have to schedule 3-4 months in advance because there's a labor shortage going on. Now, you might think, oh, well, that's a good thing. Well, it's not a good thing if you can't get work done that you need, if you can't operate your company. By the way, there's more about Starbucks, which has closed 16 Starbucks shops, not because they haven't been doing business. They've been doing fine business. People like their lattes, right? But the reason they've closed down is because there's no safety. And they feel responsible. Howard Schultz, who I think is basically a good guy, does not want the feeling of being responsible for people getting mugged, beaten up, being in the way of robberies and bad behavior. And they've closed down these facilities, including five in Seattle, just because of the rising crime and violence, which is a big part of everything. Is one of the reasons that so many people are completely at a loss about the direction of the country and worried about how we're going forward? Is abortion an issue as far as that's concerned? Well, Cori Bush, a member of Congress, just tweeted, "I introduced legislation yesterday and today to protect reproductive freedom. Today, my colleagues and I put our bodies on the line because we will leave no stone unturned in our fight for justice." How many cliches can you use in one little tweet like that? Really? Put our bodies on the line, leave no stone unturned. Here's what it sounded like when they rallied in front of the Supreme Court. It's unclear what exactly they want the Supreme Court to do. But here's the powerful message by these inspiring leaders. Listen. Okay, the tuba there is not something we put in. That's something they put in. Part of this thrilling demonstration, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other members of the far-left group were escorted away from the Supreme Court Tuesday afternoon during this protest. In several videos posted on Twitter, Ocasio-Cortez can be seen with her hands behind her back, being held by police officers who appear to be escorting her away from a protest in front of the Supreme Court. Okay, it turns out that at least Ilhan Omar, is that right? It's Ilhan Omar was holding up her hands as if they were handcuffed, but they weren't. This is handcuff envy. Now, all of this, it's not just far-left Congress people in front of the Supreme Court. It says, what do we want? Justice? If we don't get it, shut it down? They want the Supreme Court to just shut down? Is that it? Prince Harry, who is not, to the very best of my knowledge, even an honorary American citizen, he delivered the keynote address at the UN on Nelson Mandela Day. Did you know that it was Nelson Mandela Day? And this is what is he? He's fourth or fifth in line to the throne, which is actually, no, I don't think, because now he has nephews who are ahead of him on the throne. And anyway, here's Prince Harry delivering the inspiring keynote address, ripping the nation in which he now lives. Listen.
This has been a painful year. In a painful decade, we're living through a pandemic that continues to ravage communities in every corner of the globe. Climate change wreaking havoc on our planet, with the most vulnerable suffering most of all. The few weaponizing lies and disinformation at the expense of the many. And from the horrific war in Ukraine, to the rolling back of constitutional rights here in the United States, we are witnessing a global assault on democracy and freedom, the cause of Mandela's life.
Okay, we are witnessing a global assault. By the way, I think that's true. I think there is a global assault on democracy and freedom. It is led by Russia, China, and other rogue nations. But to say that there have been constitutional rights rolled back here in the United States, and to compare this to other disasters in the world, it's just bizarre. And it raises the question, do Democrats value abortion more than the actual Constitution? And this is a piece that actually appeared. It's a good piece in Real Clear Politics. And it's by a newspaper man, a retired editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, Montana, columnist for Real Clear Politics. His name is Frank Meal. And he talks about Mike Pence. There have been reports that Mike Pence wanted the Republicans to push a federal rule, basically eliminating all right to abortion everywhere and impacting California and New York and the state of Washington, all the liberal states as well. And he says, it's not true. What actually Mike Pence said on his Twitter account was this. He said, having been given the second chance for life, we must not rest and must not relent until the sanctity of life is restored to the center of American law in every state in the land. In other words, he was imploring his fellow citizens, writes Meal, not to be satisfied with abortion bans in Republican states, but to fight in every state to convince legislators that the life of the unborn is precious, has real value, is worth defending. Is that so outrageous to say? No, because it's the completely different approach and the right approach, doing it state by state. That is what Dobbs set up. It does not mean that you're going to have one rule fits all that is imposed from above. Why is that important, and why is that so important to our Constitution? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is releasing the annual Global Report on Human Trafficking.
It assesses how 188 countries and territories, including the United States, are preventing trafficking, protecting victims.
Blinken saying roughly 25 million adults and children are currently victims of trafficking in the world. A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter hid the account of bot accounts, on the platform. The MLB All-Star Game is set to be played tonight in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
There's a lot of craziness in our politics. I mean, really, there is. Extraordinarily extreme statements and positions on both sides. It's why I appreciate it when there's something that is written, and it's very clear what side this is on. This is on the side of the Supreme Court of the United States and in support of the Dobbs decision, but it's a smart and reasonable explanation. And again, it's by Frank Meehl, who has a new book. And in fact, I'm interested in the book. We should get him on to talk about it. The book is called What Matters Most, God, Country, Family, and Friends, which that sounds like a sensible enumeration of what matters most. But Frank Meehl writes about this, about what the Constitution actually says. And unfortunately, President Biden and the Democrats, he writes, don't understand that basic principle, that that the appropriate battlefield for talking about abortion regulation is not the Congress of the United States, certainly isn't the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court never should have gotten involved. And basically, the justices, in their opinions, all of them, including the majority opinion by Alito, basically made that point, that this was basically an area in which courts should not have the final decision. He says the appropriate battlefield for the post-Dobbs debate is going to every state and trying to convince legislators to take your point of view about abortion. Because if, as liberals have been telling us for the last 50 years, abortion is a health issue, then the federal government has no business writing laws about it. Unfortunately, President Biden, he writes, and the Democrats don't understand that basic principle. Biden has gone so far as to demand that Congress enshrine the principles of Roe v. Wade, which are murky in the first place, by passing federal legislation to protect abortion rights nationwide. President Biden said, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade into law, and the way to do that is to make sure Congress votes to do that. That's what President Biden said in Spain at the end of June. But Congress has no such ability, writes Frank Meehl, no such power, actually. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution enumerates the powers of Congress. They are remarkably straightforward, and they are limited. Raise taxes? Sure. Borrow money? Regulate international commerce and commerce among the states? Establish a process for naturalizing citizens? Coin money and punish counterfeiters? Establish post offices? Establish copyright and trademark laws? Establish lower courts? Regulate pirates? Declare war, raise armies and a navy, provide for calling forth a militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, and create and maintain a small district that shall be the seat of government. In essence, that's it. And yet somehow now the Congress of the United States has the power to establish a massive bureaucracy to sell and regulate health insurance. And he goes on. He says, abortion is a perfect illustration of how the courts, Congress, and the executive branch have all conspired to change, without amendment, the very nature of our country from a loose collection of states held together by the need for a common defense to a monolithic dictatorship. Regulation of health services such as abortion is reserved to the states, not to the federal bureaucracy. That's because the Constitution does not give Congress any authority on health issues. And the 10th Amendment says that unenumerated rights are retained by the states and the people. Remember, he writes, before 1973, there was no constitutional right to have an abortion at all. That right was discovered by the Supreme Court in 1973 as part of a emanation of a penumbra of privacy that had been divined in the Constitution a few years earlier, actually in 1965. Even though it had avoided discovery for the previous 175 years. In other words, there was a secret right that's looming there. You just have to dig and find it, right? Very well hidden. Now that Roe has been overturned, it doesn't mean that abortion has been outlawed, as some activists want you to believe. Rather, it simply returns the right to regulate abortion to the states, where it had been handled before 1973. And by the way, where before 1973, there had already been more than 20 states that had legalized abortion. They were on their way. The decision was so unnecessary and so misleading. And yet, it leads to, well, it leads to Whoopi Goldberg comparing states in the country, oh, like Indiana or like Ohio, so certainly not mentioned Texas and Florida, comparing them to Saudi Arabia. This is Whoopi Goldberg on The View, clip 9.
Since the prince is accused of approving the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, among other human rights violations. And it's so amazing to me because we, you know, we do this often. We say we're not going to talk to these people, we're not going to do it, and then suddenly you're having to figure out how you converse with them because you've got to deal with them. But I just wanted to read something someone handed me, which was, unfortunately, sometimes you have to make decisions. That was me. I did just say that. He didn't have to go to Saudi Arabia, however, to find a country that's violating human rights or a country that's opposing women, because plenty of states that we live in are doing the same thing, remove protected rights from women, disallowing them control over their bodies.
Okay. They're removing protected rights from women. Is there another right that Whoopi Goldberg feels is being withdrawn other than the right to terminate a pregnancy? And even that right, in terms right now, it says one of the impacts of all the alarmism here is that even in states where there is going to be no change, zero, zip, not a nothing, no change at all to the abortion laws, or it's very possible that people will follow the example of California and in New York and in Washington State and in other deep, deep blue states, they'll actually expand the rights to abortion into and beyond the third, beginning of the third trimester. which is where most people don't believe that abortion should be allowed or empowered, except in cases, and this is very obvious, except in cases where the life and health of the mother is at stake. There's much more. Vice President Harris, inspiring words as always. Brief words, though. 16.
Freedom, liberty, and democracy are on the ballot this fall. And we need to make sure that our voices are heard. There is a midterm coming up in about, I think it's 113 days, maybe 112 days. 112 days. We're not going to be able to get these days back. So each one of these days, we must, with a sense of urgency, ensure that the American people know their vote matters. It is their voice. That the right to vote is something that the leaders of this organization and its founders knew to be at the core of all of the other rights and freedoms to which we are entitled.
Okay, there is Vice President Harris delivering with her customary eloquence a position on where we're supposed to go with defending freedom, liberty, and democracy, which are on the ballot this fall. Well, there's a Republican who actually is pushing a bill that could be defined as anti-male. Why? Well, because it gives men obligations, new ones, from the time of conception. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, when it comes to the hysteria over the abortion issue, the worst part about it is on both sides completely demonizing your opponent. And again, does anyone really believe that conservatives actually take a pro-life position, would like to restrict abortion and to block abortions except in cases of health emergency in the last trimester when there really is a baby in there and it's undeniable? And with all of that, Rosie O'Donnell, who has been, has anyone missed Rosie O'Donnell? Because she's been a lot less visible. I think Roseanne Barr also has, both of them have gone in some kind of witness protection program or something. But Rosie O'Donnell's back. She posted a video online and talked about how she melted down after seeing a pro-life protest. Listen, this is clip 15.
We see this big group of people, and they're like, what are they protesting? And I'm like, I thought they were protesting the Roe v. Wade decision. But no, they were pro-Roe v. Wade decision. And they had photographs of, you know, aborted fetuses, and they were screaming and yelling, and every guy there was dressed like a Proud Boy with a big mask that went around his whole head and neck so you could only see his eyes. And a baseball hat on. And everyone that I made contact with, I said, they're upsetting. It's a war on women. That's what it is. The patriarchy. Yeah. We got to get together, women. November 8th. Vote blue, no matter who.
Okay. Is it a war on women? Does someone agree with her? If you do, call in, because I'd like to understand why. Especially given the fact that in the pro-life movement, the foot soldiers of the pro-life movement, the people who are most active, including the leaders in state after state after state, are women. And the polling has shown, the recent polling actually shows it's changed a little bit. But prior to the Dobbs decision, the polling showed very consistently that more women consider themselves pro-life than men. And the idea that this is the patriarchy, that this is a war on women, well, I guess Marco Rubio is trying to address that. I'm not sure that this is going to be an appropriate piece of federal legislation, but there's a report that says that Marco Rubio is sponsoring legislation that would require anyone whose sperm is used to fertilize an egg And that doesn't mean that it has to be done in a laboratory. I mean, it could be done the old-fashioned way. Anyone whose sperm is used to fertilize an egg should begin paying child support from the moment of conception among the mother's request. Now, how's that going to work out? First of all, moment of conception is not always the easiest thing to determine. And are you going to pay more child support when the baby lives outside the womb? We should do everything we can to support American mothers and their children, said Senator Rubio in a statement. This bill would allow expecting mothers to prepare and support their babies before they are born. The bill itself makes a specific change to current federal regulations regarding child support. Under the proposed legislation, the government would require that states establish and enforce child support obligations of the biological father of an unborn child and subsequent to the birth of the child to the mother of such a child at the mother's request. For people generally who do not want to involve the government in more aspects of personal life, do I believe that it is important that guys have a responsibility for children they produce along with the woman? Of course it is. But then the question becomes, in those states or in those situations where abortion is permitted, and that's the overwhelming majority of where people live in the United States, there is abortion that is legal under certain circumstances almost everywhere. And if that is the case, then if the guy is going to be responsible from the moment of conception, does he have some say in the future of that baby from the moment of conception? And again, oh, that's part of the war on women, that you want a guy. But doesn't it seem just logical and necessary that if you're going to impose a financial obligation on a guy from the moment of conception, that has to come together with at least some discretion, some involvement in the future of that baby? And again, babies grow up in all kinds of different ways. And there is this story, and this may be a very powerful argument for red flag laws. Okay. A Connecticut man has been arrested and charged. Joshua Murray is the name of an individual who held the door for two women at a Family Dollar store in Connecticut on this Saturday afternoon. He got upset, customers say, when the two women he was holding the door for didn't thank him for holding the door. He got really upset. A Murray, 25, is accused of brandishing a gun in his anger and pointing it at multiple customers. The Hamden, Connecticut police officers, this is right outside New Haven, Connecticut, arrested Murray near the business, and they say he interfered with them while they took him into custody. He is charged with carrying a pistol without a permit. That's a felony in Connecticut, plus misdemeanor charges of interfering with an officer, and two counts of second-degree breach of peace. No one was injured in the incident. Well, that is good news. But doesn't that suggest that maybe this is not an ideal person to have firearms of any kind? That's why red flag law. And again, if he's committed a felony involving firearms, of holding a gun without a permit, well, then probably any red flag law would kick in. Concerning that shooting over the weekend, when a food court was closing, a shopping center was closing in Greenwood, Indiana. Police identified the shooter Monday as Jonathan Sapirman, a 20-year-old former warehouse worker with a juvenile record. Sapirman is accused of killing three people and injuring two others Sunday at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis. He brought with him to the mall two rifles and a pistol, opening fire with one of the rifles on a man outside a restroom and on the mall's food court, said Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen. He was then shot dead by an armed shopper, the police said. The shooter had a juvenile record that included fighting at school and as a runaway, police said. He recently resigned as a warehouse employee. Federal authorities are investigating the purchase of the weapons, Chief Eisen said. Records from a local firing range show the shooter had been going there regularly for 2 years. The shooter left one rifle in the restroom, emerged with a Sig Sauer assault-style rifle, and fired 24 rounds at a man outside the restroom and then into the food court before Alicia Dickin, who had been shopping at the mall in shorts and a T-shirt, engaged the shooter with a 9mm pistol he was carrying. The shooter tried to retreat into the West Room but slumped to the ground, mortally wounded. Sapirman had multiple magazines and over 100 rounds of ammunition. A Mr. Dickin was lawfully carrying a gun, Chief Eisen said. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb loosened the state's gun laws in March when he signed a permitless carry bill into law. More on that story and what it signifies. And in terms of energy and energy in our politics, yes, and energy in our industrial system, we'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.